Hello, friends. I am joining you today with my favorite hack or tip for getting extra meditation time in your day. This is probably the biggest thing that I hear when people are first learning how to meditate or they want to establish a daily practice or even just a regular practice is people say, I don't have time to meditate, or I know it would be great if I spent 20 or 30 minutes a day meditating, but who has time for that? So I want to share with you how I get some extra meditation time in my day. And honestly, you could get 20 or 30 or more minutes per day if you use this method. So it's called the Pomodoro Timer Method. And if you've heard of it, you've probably heard of it as a productivity method. In other words, something that's going to help you take regular breaks so that your brain stays fresh and you're more focused on your work. But I want to share with you a way of using it that's not just about making your work life more productive, but also making your work life more of a place for spiritual practice. And if you're listening on the podcast, this is one that you might want to actually watch on my YouTube channel. So I'll put a link to this video on YouTube in the show notes. If this is your first time hearing about the Pomodoro Timer Method, let me just tell you, it's called a time blocking productivity method. So what you're doing is you're focusing on one task for 25 minutes and then you take a 5 minute break. So that's one full Pomodoro session, a focus time and then a break time. And every four of those, you take a longer break, which is 15 minutes. There's lots of variations on this, but that's the kind of classic form and that's what I use. I've been using it since grad school, since I was doing my PhD, and it was really helpful then. Super helpful for me now. I feel like the pandemic maybe has done this to me, or maybe I'm just getting older. I feel like it's harder for me to focus now. So a method like this is super, super helpful. And I'll walk you through a spreadsheet that I created to help me stay on task, because a big part of the Pomodoro timer method is for each 25-minute segment, you are only doing one task. So if you're doing email, you just do email for 25 minutes. Or if you're, I don't know, in my case, editing a video, for instance, I would just do that for 25 minutes. So you're not switching back and forth between different tasks. That takes a lot of mental energy. And also, there's what researchers call the switching cost. So every time you switch tasks, it's going to take your brain a certain amount of time, which can be several minutes, to actually focus in on the new task. And this is especially true if you're doing a complicated task. So just as an aside, everyone who thinks you can multitask, human brains do not multitask. Maybe some extremely small percentage of people actually can do this, but most of us, when we think we're multitasking, are actually task switching. So if you're writing an email and then your phone dings and you pick up your phone, you've just multitasked. You just lost focus on your original task. So while you're doing a focused Pomodoro session, you don't have your phone on, you can use your breaks to check your phone or to do your meditation. And that's really where I think the Pomodoro timer shines, as a way of getting your meditation time in, but also remembering, taking those breaks to remember why you're even doing this work, to bring some right motivation into your workday, so that you're practicing one of the Noble Eightfold Path of Buddhism, if you're into that kind of thing, right livelihood. So for instance, if you're writing an email, you might just bring to mind some loving kindness for the person you're sending it to or the people you're sending it to. So you can use this method, this Pomodoro timer method, as a way of just remembering what's actually important to you during your workday multiple times per day and meditating on it. And so I want to take you on a quick tour of the spreadsheet that I made. And incidentally, you can get a free copy of that spreadsheet. I created a little sign up form that's linked in the description. So you can get that for free, download the copy, and you can personalize it for yourself and how you like to work. So let's go check that out now. So here you can see this spreadsheet that I've made. It has each day of the week. I don't work on weekends, but you could add, a Saturday and Sunday on there. I didn't want to have that on my spreadsheet because honestly, I need to know there are some days that are off limits for work. But for each work day, I have a work
square here. And underneath that, I'll put in that square one specific task that I'm doing right now. And then I'll note how many sessions it takes me to do that task. And if there's anything I want to note down, I'll put it in this little notes bar. And just doing this, having to write in what I'm doing, how long it's taken me, first of all, it helps to keep me focused on one task as I'm doing it. And second, it gives me a much better sense of how long it actually takes me to do a given task. And it makes it easy to see in any given week, how have I been spending my time? And again, I think there's really something to, at the beginning of your 25-minute session, knowing exactly what your one task is for the next 25 minutes. Once you come to the end of it, you take your break. So you'll notice there's not that many spaces here for different tasks. That's because I found for myself, I'm not going to do 5,000 different things in a day. I'm probably going to spend a couple hours on several different important tasks. I think this is super, super helpful for anyone whose time is very flexible, like if you're self-employed, or if you just have a lot of different tasks that you have to do for your job and it's up to you to decide how you do them. This can be super helpful. You'll also see at the bottom of this screen, I have week priorities and then I have if there's time. So I want to know what I need to stay focused on for the week. And once I've done that task or project or whatever, or the piece of a bigger project that I'm working on, I'll cross it out using this strike through text option. So I know what I'm getting done and what I need to stay focused on. Now, if there's time, these are the things that maybe I would be getting ahead on for next week, or there are things that have been sitting on my to-do list for a while and I just want to check them off. So I'd use these. And here's a really important thing. I want to fill out, like say it's Friday, I want to fill out my tasks for Monday so that I already know when I come in and I sit down at my computer for the next day, I want to know what's important and what I need to focus on. So before the end of the day on Monday, I would look at these week priorities and I would fill out what I need to do on Tuesday. And that helps me not get as drawn into things that are maybe urgent, but not super important. I can stay focused more on the core tasks. And if I get through them all for the day, then I can, you know, go to something that's either more fun or it's optional or I'm getting ahead, etc. But I know that I've done the things I need to do. Now, I'll make a separate video on using this spreadsheet, especially for those who are self-employed or maybe you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to coordinate a lot of different activities. There's another page on here with monthly goals that, again, can help you stay focused and know what's important. That's probably not relevant for everyone, and definitely it's not necessarily relevant for just using the Pomodoro timer to get more meditation time in. So I'm not going to address it now, but please do sign up for the spreadsheet, because whoever signs up for that link, I'll also share the spreadsheet specific video with you once I make it. So just coming back to the sense that this is good for a whole month, you have week 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, in case it's a long month and it has 5 weeks in it. So what I do is I use this as a template and I make a copy of this every month. And again, at the end of the old month, I want to go through and think about what the goals are going to be for the new month. And that way you have one that's always blank. So you can fill in, you can just make a copy and for each month you just fill it in. And if for some reason you're working on a long project or you're maybe a freelancer and you're billing by the hour, you can go back and easily see over the course of a month or a couple months, how much time have you spent on a particular project. Okay, so that's the really quick tour of the spreadsheet, which again, you can get for free using the link in the description below.
Okay, now that you've heard what the Pomodoro timer is, and you've had a little introduction to the spreadsheet that I created, and obviously you can create your own, you can use a copy of that one, whatever works for you. You don't even have to use one, but I think it is really helpful to have in writing what you're supposed to be doing, like every Pomodoro session. So now that you've got the theory, I want to talk about the benefit to your mind of using this Pomodoro timer method. Even if you don't use your 5 minute and 15 minute breaks to meditate, it's still super, super helpful just for your like mental well-being, for your focus, for not feeling exhausted at the end of the day. It's super, super helpful to take a break from focusing on something and rest your mind. So if you're familiar with the ancient Chinese idea of yin and yang, we spend a lot of time with our minds in kind of like a yang state where they're actively focusing, we're engaging with whatever we're doing. Our minds are kind of tight in a sense, or at least my mind is like tighter when I'm working on a problem or I'm trying to, you know, create something or whatever my task is. There's a certain tightness and a certain energy that's involved. So what I find the Pomodoro timer is really great for is it allows you to incorporate some yin time as well. When you're resting, you're receptive. These times are great for creativity because you're not trying to make something happen. They're also great for stretching, for getting a little movement, for getting a few steps in. Maybe you hold like a couple of yoga poses and just, you know, you get back into your body again. So if you're using meditation with a Pomodoro timer, 5 minute guided meditations are perfect. And again, as I, you know, create them and share them, if you sign up to get the spreadsheet, you'll also get a few little 5 minute meditations that I'll do and make available to download. But the other thing is you can use an app like Insight Timer. I don't know about Headspace. I haven't used it that much, but there's a lot of different meditation apps that'll offer just 5 minute meditations. So if you have a favorite teacher on Insight Timer, you can find a meditation that they've done that's around that 5 minute mark, and it gives you a moment to just recenter, relax your mind, relax your body, remember that you have a body. And I feel like it's really helpful. Again, even if you're not specifically doing meditation during these breaks, it's just really helpful to have something that you're doing that is not on a screen. Sure, sometimes you probably want to check your phone, see what's been going on for the last 25 minutes, but I would just encourage you as much as possible to not get screen time during these breaks in the Pomodoro timer system. Sometimes I watch a YouTube video. I'll admit it. I don't move at all. I don't remember my body. I'm just kind of, you know, putting my attention still into my computer screen. But those are not the breaks that work the best for me. So that's all I wanted to share. This has been a really wonderful system for me to get more meditation time in my day, but also, you know, to kind of transform the workday, at least to have a lot more opportunities during the workday to try and cultivate a good motivation for whatever I'm doing anyway. Like I said, sending emails. Or maybe you're a school teacher and it doesn't really work for you to take 5 minute breaks every 25 minutes, but maybe you can use the passing period to at least try and do some like metta, some loving kindness meditation for your students, or take it as a moment to just feel back into your body, get grounded again. So I hope that the basic principle of the Pomodoro timer method will be easy to use for you no matter what you do. Again, if you sign up at the link in the description, I can share some different suggestions for apps. I personally, to use the Pomodoro timer system, I use the Marinara Chrome extension. It's just a timer. It goes off every 25 minutes and then automatically starts, you know, the 5 minute break or the 15 minute break, because it keeps track of your sessions for you. So I hope it is a simple, helpful method for you. I hope it allows you to find a little more spaciousness and embodiment in your workday. As of now, I am planning to offer a short series on this topic at the Jung Center of Houston in a week or two, so stay tuned for that. I hope to see you there, and I hope that this can be a simple and easy way to get more practice time in your day.